Chilkoot Indian Association secures funding to complete repairs related to the December storm disaster, and state officials warned that moving forward with permanent repairs on Beach Road could jeopardize funding for an ongoing study of the landslide area. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The Hainesboro Emergency Operations Center announced Wednesday that there is a new active case of COVID-19 in Haines. According to the EOC, an individual between the ages of 50 and 59 tested positive and is displaying symptoms. EOC Incident Commander Carol Ann Wooten said the virus was transmitted to them by a non-resident but was unrelated to travel. COVID-19 vaccines are available at the Search Haines Health Center to anyone aged 16 and up. To register for a vaccine, visit covid19.search.org or call the clinic at 766-2020. COVID-19 testing is also available upon request, but patients may be required to pay a fee. Recently, the Hainesboro set up a committee to work on restoring access to a neighborhood that has been cut off from the rest of town since a landslide swept through it in December. But state officials say that efforts to clear debris and fix the roadway could jeopardize funding for an ongoing study of the geologic hazards in the area. Residents displaced by the landslide on Beach Road met with Hainesboro officials and local construction experts 2 weeks ago to figure out how to restore access to their neighborhood. According to Haines Mayor Douglas Olrude, the committee agreed that the best course of action would be to excavate the debris down to the original roadbed and cast some material on the downhill side of the road.
We had an estimate that would be roughly around $15,000 to $20,000 in order to do that. And it was the opinion of several on the committee that that would be the quickest, most expedient way to get service into that area.
Residents with homes on the far side of the landslide on Beach Road have been using a makeshift pioneer road to get across the debris. In recent weeks, as the ground has thawed, the temporary road has become more unstable, making it undrivable. Excavating down to the original roadbed would provide more reliable road access for vehicles and could allow Alaska Power and Telephone to begin laying down power lines to reconnect homes to the electrical grid. But state officials overseeing a geotechnical study of the area are wary of pursuing any permanent fixes at this time. Travis Eckhoff with the Alaska Department of Transportation says there are many data gaps in their preliminary report, and they are still gathering information to better understand risks and hazards in the slide area.
So the intent of the future work is to fill those data gaps and just make sure that we have the full understanding of conditions out there.
The final geotechnical report isn't expected to be completed until December. It is supposed to help inform decisions about resuming the search and recovery effort for two residents who were swept by the slide, as well as the reoccupation of homes and reconstruction of the road. Sam Walton with the state's Disaster Assistance Program says that if the borough begins work on permanent fixes to the road and installing power lines, that could jeopardize funding from FEMA to complete the geotechnical study.
If you move forward with permanent repairs, which would involve the debris removal, getting to the original roadbed, and then the repair of the roadbed and installing utilities, without that safety analysis having been done, then it will appear that you've decided it's not necessary. And if it's not necessary, then FEMA's not going to want to pay for it. And I think that's just the way it'll work.
According to Walton, it comes down to a distinction between permanent and temporary repairs. He said while a temporary fix would not signal that a safety study isn't necessary, a permanent repair might. During the meeting, borough officials discussed the possibility of figuring out how to fix the road enough to restore access without completing any permanent repairs. The Assembly and Beach Road residents will continue to meet with the state officials and consultants working on the geotechnical study to decide how to proceed. Disaster relief funds from the Department of Housing and Urban Development have been made available to the Chilkoot Indian Association to assist Haines residents in repairing damage from the December 2020 floods and landslides. KHNS's Mike Swayze has the story.
The disastrous weather event in early December of 2020 saw over 10 inches of rainfall in a two-day period, compounded by 96 inches of snowfall in 6 days in the Haines Borough. The cumulative effect was catastrophic. On Tuesday, the Chilkoot Indian Association announced that they had received disaster funds from HUD to assist homeowners in repairing any lingering damage.
Anybody who has had an issue with their property, their driveways, flood damage, any debris that needs to be cleared up, also redirecting any flood waters that keep occurring because of the heavy rain and everything. We're here to help with that, too.
That's the Chilkoot Indian Association's housing coordinator, Eliza Tompkins. She says the service is open to any and all residents of Haines, not limited to the Native population. This program cannot offer reimbursements for work that's already been done to repair property damage. Tompkins says after a homeowner's application is approved, the association will send their in-house crew to do the work.
They'll be coming by and actually taking pictures, assessing the damage, and documenting all the damage that's been done. And from there, we have to do what's called an environmental review, which is a kind of a lengthy process to make sure that the environment will not be damaged. And from there, then the crew will go out and fix what they need to fix.
Tompkins says a timeline for completion of repairs will depend on the damage and whether stores in the area have the necessary supplies. But she also says this is the right time to get started.
Now that spring has hit, now that everything is thawing and the snow is going away, this is the best time to actually assess damage that we can fix as we go.
Applications are available at the Chilkoot Indian Association office, can be downloaded from their website or Facebook page. You can also call their office at 766-2323 and ask for Tanya. For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.